Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show, where intimacy is real. On this show, we believe that intimately connecting with yourself, your significant other, children, family, friends, business networks, community, and your higher power can elevate your life to work towards a positive future. Thus, we explore intimate topics, inspiring life stories, spiritually and insightful tips on strengthening relationships. This show is hosted by Dr. April, a Florida-licensed mental health counselor, relationship and intimacy therapist, board-certified telemental health counselor, national certified counselor, and a certified sex therapist. She is the owner of Vacation Counseling and Cape Coral Therapists, and the creator of the Intimate Connections newsletter. For more information about Dr. April's services and the Bringing Intimacy Back show, please visit bringingintimacyback.com. Check out past shows on Apple iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Now, let's get this episode of the Bringing Intimacy Back show started, because we share with you the secret power to intimacy to create a life you love, or love the life you create. Now, here's your host, Dr. April.
Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. Well, I know many of you are just tired of hearing about the elections and different kind of stuff like that. So guess what? In this show, that's not what we're going to discuss at all. So put that aside. But in the show today and in further shows, I'm really trying to improve the show. So if you have any questions or you have any comments, please let me know, because I'm really trying to work on improving the show. A few years ago, I was also trying to work on improving relationships, my own relationships. And so I was thinking, because we're all dating and all that kind of stuff. And a few years back ago, I was out there in the dating world, but I was doing my dating kind of just haphazardly. Okay. And so when I decided, you know what, just like many of you guys, I'm busy doing this and that, but I really needed to take my relationship seriously. And guess what I did? I got a matchmaker. Yes. Dr. April actually got a matchmaker. Yes. And you may be like, wow, why did you do that? Because I was so busy and I needed to find someone that I could, you know, talk with and meet with that understood my needs, because what I was doing was not working. I was getting people who were wanting to be I was going to be their sugar mamas. And as you know, that wasn't going to work. So what I did is I got a matchmaker. Yes. Yeah. And that was fabulous. And so what today's topic is, it's because I want to bring that service so you guys know, feel comfortable with it. If it's something you would want to do, well, I found someone who's an expert in it. What I mean by an expert in it, this girl actually grew up in it, okay? And her name is Tammy Pickle. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. April. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about I'm Looking for Love. And Tammy Pickle is... she's a vice president and partner of Elite Connections International. It's a family-owned matchmaking agency that has been in the business for 26 years. They have 25 offices all over nationally and internationally. And Tammy has been in the matchmaking business, she grew up, but her mom was in it. So she grew up in it, but professionally for the last 20 years. And she's been featured all over magazine, TVs. And so she's really an expert matchmaker and relationship expert. And I really am thanking you so much for being on the show and providing all the information for our guests today, or our listeners out there today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here talking with you.
Yes, yes. So I guess the first thing I want to ask, as you're growing up and, you know, there's a family business, when did you realize what your family was into and how did that even evolve?
Yeah, so my mom started this company 26 years ago. So let's do the math. I'm 39. So I was about, you know, 13, 14. I'm not so good at math. So she actually joined a matchmaker. She brought home some videotapes and I sat down with her and I picked out my stepdad. So I just thought they would be so great together. I felt like they had a lot in common. So she went out with him and she has been with him ever since. So that was my first match. And then she just thought, what a great way of meeting people. She was in real estate at the time. So that's when she decided to start her own company. She started her own matchmaking agency, and I was young, and I would kind of help her with flyers and mailers and things like that throughout the years. But I really started, you know, matching people around, you know, 18, 19, 20, really full-time matchmaker. And that's when I fell in love with what I do. It was nothing that I was ever going to do. I wanted to get into counseling. I wanted to do other things. But I really fell in love with helping people when I could sit down with them and get to know them and then make them appropriate matches. And they give me a call, Tammy, you helped me find the one. That's when I really fell in love with what I do. And I decided I want to do this forever. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I love to help people. It's in my blood. I have always wanted to help people in a certain way. I wasn't sure which way. I wanted to get into counseling when I was younger. I got my degree in psychology, and this just kind of fell in my lap. It was something that my mom has created a wonderful company, and I have helped her in the last 20 years build it into what it is today. We're a good team, and I'm grateful to her, you know, to be able to work with her and help people every single day, and just love what I do. And she and I work closely together, and we have a really large team that work with us, and we kind of feel like we're family, and I feel like I'm friends with my clients, and you know, being able to match them and something so intimate. Which is sometimes bad, but most of the time good, because, you know, people expect a lot. They want to find their love right off the bat. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But really, you know, all of our clients meet someone that they like, that they hit it off with. And that's just music to my ears. It's why I do what I do and love it every single day.
Yes. And like you said, it's a very intimate type of experience in the sense of even meeting with a matchmaker. Right. Telling them all that information, yes, and them taking it and utilizing it, you know, to help match a person. So even as a teenager, were you always like matching up your friends and that kind of stuff? Because since you did it at such a young age.
You know, I've always been a people person, and okay. I've always been wanting to set up my friends and help people find, you know, the right person. So yeah, I kind of feel like I was born to do this. And if my mom didn't start it, I would have done it in some way. So it just all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Oh, good, good. And I'm assuming with matchmaking, just like with counseling, there's a skill to it because you cannot just, you know, put two people together. There is a skill to it. Yeah.
Right. Really just like knowing people and personalities and who you feel would be a good fit, because we are kind of hand selecting members that we think would be appropriate. And of course, running them by both parties. But right. It's a feeling I have. And then I send appropriate matches to my clients. And then they say yes or no, of course. We want it to be mutual. But that's what's different about a matchmaker versus online. You know, online, you're kind of sifting through hundreds of profiles. As right. a matchmaker, I'm sifting through hundreds of profiles and then sending, you know, matches that I think are going to be great matches for each person. And, right. based on lots of things, you know, personality, how someone was raised, what they're looking for, what's important to them, and then knowing both people and who's a good fit together on many different levels.
Right. But I know people may be listening thinking that, well, I can do that myself. But even from my own experience, when I was doing that myself, I got kind of crazy stuff. And the person that they matched me with, which is one person, and I'm with that person, my husband now, but it would have been someone that I would have, if I saw them on the street, I may not have matched with them, you know what I'm saying, or approach them and that kind of stuff. And the same thing even in the click through of profiles.
Right.
Yeah,
and a lot of my clients, they may have tried online and they're like, oh, it's just so much work. It's so time consuming. People aren't being honest about who they are or what they're all about or what they're looking for. So I'm kind of doing that research on anyone, making sure I'm doing background. I'm making sure they are who they say they are. They are divorced. They don't have criminal history, all those types of things that you may worry about meeting somebody online. I'm doing that work for them so they don't have to waste their time with, you know, inauthentic photos or profiles or those types of things. So I'm kind of doing all that work that you maybe don't want to do online.
Right. So when you get a matchmaker, and then we probably should even just define What exactly is a matchmaker, since I've been using this word?
Yeah. So, I mean, we meet everyone personally. We get to know our clients well, talk to them in detail about themselves and where they came from and what they're looking for, and really go into detail about the person they're wanting to meet and who I feel might be a good fit for them. But really getting to know each person individually pretty well, and then making those appropriate matches based on preferences, what someone's looking for. We do work for, you know, professionals, people that are looking to find the right person. They're serious about settling down. You know, majority of our clients are contacting us directly because maybe they are not wanting to use online, or they want that route and they just want a different way of meeting other quality professionals that we have pre-screened. Our clients appreciate that we are meeting, checking IDs, background searching, verifying everyone is who they say they are, what they do for a living. We're, you know, making sure we're using recent photos, all those types of things. So really we have a very large database of clients that we search through, and then we make appropriate matches, send profiles, and then both parties agree to meet each other, and then we set it up for them.
Okay, wonderful. How has matchmaking been a little different in 2020? Or have there been any changes because of all what's going on?
Yeah, quarantine's a little tricky. I mean, things are starting to open up now and get more normal than they were, but for, you know, 4 or 5 months around March, there was a hold on it. People were talking or they were virtually chatting, but a lot of people didn't want to meet in person. They were a little bit scared about doing that. So then things started to open up and people were open-minded to maybe meeting for a picnic or a walk, or, you know, when the restaurants open for, you know, an outdoor dinner date and things like that. But I felt like when people were chatting and they were getting to know each other over the phone, they were able to connect a little bit more than maybe going on a first date and then writing them off. Oh, I didn't feel a connection. Well, it was a 1 hour date. So really, you know, maybe you want to go on a second date or a third date to get to know them better. So I feel like people gave, you know, these matches a little bit more time to get to know each other and evolve into relationships. So I did have a lot of clients that met and grew into, you know, a foundation, a friendship, and then ended up meeting and falling for each other even more. So I felt like there was some positives and negatives in the whole thing, but things are opening up. And I mean, phones are ringing off the hook.
That, I was about to say that. I'm assuming that people, many from what I do as a therapist, there are a lot of people who are very lonely now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They've been trapped in their home and that kind of stuff. And before they may thought, I don't need a partner, I don't need this, I don't need that. But now with this quarantine and everything, like, maybe I do need someone. Maybe I would like to, you know, have someone. And so I'm assuming now your business would be booming a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Business has been busy. I think people are like, I'm sick of being alone. They've been alone. They haven't been evil around friends or family very much. So people are lonely and they're not wanting to do this again alone. So like, okay, if there's another quarantine or if there's not, I want to find the right person and help me find that right person. So yeah, we've been very busy with people that, okay, I'm going to make a change. I want somebody in my life. I want somebody to be with and spend time with and you know, help me find that person.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to go into the nuts and bolts of if you're dating and you're serious about it, you know, what are the next steps in this whole matchmaking process?
Are you wanting to feel empowered, loved, secured, respected, and inspired in these uncertain times? If so, Dr. April, a licensed mental health counselor and relationship and sex therapist who specializes in intimacy, can help you. Whether you are in need of insight and skills to work through a struggling relationship through couples counseling, or to understand your anxiety or depression in individual counseling, or to figure out your life goals in coaching, Dr. April's compassion and expertise can assist you in these areas. Also, she provides services for emotional support, animal documentation, supervision, and workshops. In addition, Dr. April has a group practice called Cape Coral Therapist. Cape Coral Therapist has an awesome team of male and female mental health therapists, all specialized in various areas including mental health, Christian counseling, trauma, addiction, immigration, and sports counseling, and are ready to serve you. The Cape Coral Therapist team, which is rated 5-star on Google reviews, is known as the Dream Team. because of their energy and passion for therapy and determination to provide you with effective and solution-focused counseling for you and your family in a safe and confidential environment. For more information on how you can schedule an appointment in person or virtually with Dr. April or any of the therapists at Cape Coral Therapists, please call 239-565-6921. And you are welcome to visit Dr. April's website, www.draprilbrown.com and www.capecoraltherapists.com. You can follow Dr. April on LinkedIn at Dr. April Brown. You can follow Cape Coral Therapist on Facebook at Cape Coral Therapy. Just remember, Dr. April and her team of therapists and resources can help you strengthen your intimate connections with yourself, your loved ones, your community, and your higher power.
Okay, welcome back to the Bringing Intimacy Show, where intimacy is real. And today, what we're talking about, if you're out there and you're, and because of this quarantine and all the other stuff, and you're lonely and you're thinking, you know, I really want to meet someone. I've been there. And so what we're talking about is taking it to the next level to get serious about looking for love. And in getting serious about looking for love, sometimes it's good to have an expert. And so today what we have is Tammy Pickle on our show, and she's an expert matchmaker. So Tammy, one of the things that I'm just, you know, thinking about, even how the process went for me, was that I had to really get, in all honesty, serious about dating. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? I think, yeah. And do you see that in the sense of when you start to think about having a matchmaker, or even in the sense of the clients you've had, those who have been really serious about it and that kind of stuff? Do you agree with that subject?
Yes, 100%. I feel like if they are looking into a matchmaker, they're pretty serious. They are just not coming across the right types of people on their own, whether online or out and about. And then they, you know, are wanting us to match them. And so once they come to us, yeah, they're pretty serious about finding the right person, which is why we have a good success rate. I mean, majority of our clients are like, I want to find someone, I want to settle down, I'm serious about, you know, the right person. It's not about, you know, dating a bunch of people at once. It's really about finding quality and finding the right person, and then eventually, you know, being with that person.
Right. And I noticed that you guys have offices nationally and internationally. So in this sense, luckily I was blessed with a matchmaker who actually matched me with someone. He's here, but he's actually from Belgium, European, but okay. It worked out. But one of the things that was one of my main concern was diversity, having people, you know, yes. How does that work with you guys?
Yeah, we work with all ethnicities, all locations. We really can help anyone anywhere. And we have a very large database. I mean, 26 years in business, we have a database nationwide and internationally. We really can help anyone anywhere. I mean, majority of our offices are Northern and Southern California, Florida, Arizona, Vegas, Texas, and then a lot of European clients as well. So those are some of our main locations. Oh, New York as well is another big location that we have.
Yes, yes. So when you go to a matchmaker, should you be very picky, very open? How does that
go? I mean, definitely being open-minded is just going to open up the possibilities of options for you. But we also want to know, what's your type? Who do you typically enjoy being with? If religion is important, if you know, somebody wanting to have children, you know, we need to know some of the very important kind of deal breakers. You know, we don't want somebody to be like, yeah, I'm open. And then they come to us and they're like, no, I would never date somebody with children. I mean, we need to know what's very important to people. And some things are very important in deal breakers. And some things are, I'm open with age or height or what somebody looks like. I mean, those types of things, I feel like you should be open-minded Because, you know, you're single for a reason. And if you're not open-minded, then you may miss the opportunity of meeting somebody that is your perfect fit. I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, not my type. And I'm like, but he's awesome. He's wonderful. I really think you guys are going to hit it off. And they meet and then they end up together. And yes. If she wouldn't have given him the chance or vice versa, yes, it would have never happened.
Yes, definitely. So when they hire a matchmaker, do they have to go through a process of a questionnaire, interviews? How does that work?
Yes.
You know, so you can get that parameter.
Yeah. First, we kind of get some detail on the person. So we have them fill out a questionnaire on our website. And then we have a phone interview, either virtual or in person. Typically, of course, we like to meet in person, but we have done a lot of virtual meetings lately just because it's easier for everyone. So then we talk in detail about, you know, born and raised and starting from the beginning and then going through life and just really trying to get to know this person, past relationships, why they failed, what happened with them. And then, you know, about what they do for work and travel wise and what they do for hobbies and interests and activities and things they enjoy doing. And then really in detail about the person they're wanting to meet. I want them to be as detailed as possible. I really want somebody that likes to do all the things I do, ski and tennis and golf, and or open-minded to it. You know, if those things are important and they want somebody to be able to do all those activities with, then they would kind of relay that to me. So I really get to know people well, you know, a couple hour interview at least. And then as I work with them, I get to know them even better. But that's kind of how the process would start.
Okay. So it's definitely not a 5-minute kind of thing. It's no, you guys go deep, which is really, really good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, we really try to get to know our clients well. And that's why I feel like I'm friends with my clients. You know, I really get to know them and what makes them tick and what they're looking for. I really need to know that. So I really feel like we have good communication. We don't take on everyone as a client. If I didn't feel I could help them or make them nice matches, then I wouldn't take them on as a client. It's all about, you know, reputation. And if I can't match someone, then it looks poorly on my company and myself. And so I really do get to know my clients.
Yeah. What are some reasons why you wouldn't take on a client or person isn't ready or whatever the case may be?
Yeah. If somebody is looking for something that I don't feel that I could deliver, maybe they're very specific in what they're looking for. It's a very small pool to choose from. And I don't think that I could deliver nice matches for them. I would probably just say somebody has very specific preferences, criteria. They're looking for a 2-year age window, and it has to be a doctor, and it has to be in a small area of where they live, height preference, you know, just the more specific somebody is, the harder it is to be able to match them. So, you know, if I can't make them nice matches and I have people that I think would be appropriate, then, you know, I of course wouldn't take them on as a client. That's why I get to know all my clients well, even before working with them.
Okay. And do you guys take clients? I know when I was looking, I'm at a certain age and yes. And it's like a second relationship or second marriage, whatever. But there are people who may think about doing a matchmaking for the first time.
Right. Yeah. We really do have all ages from early to mid 20s, all the way to 80 and everywhere in between. We have a lot of clients that are like, you know, I'm working hard, I'm busy, I'm just not able to find the right person for the first time around. And then maybe I'm divorced and I have children and I'm also busy working hard and I want to find somebody for the second time around or maybe the third time around. So yes, we work for all ages, men, women, across the board.
Okay. Is there a difference when a man comes for matchmaking versus a woman? Is there any kind of difference in that aspect, or is it?
I mean, really, no, I just we work for men and women that come to us and want us to work for them full time. So, you know, everybody needs help and needs people to find love. And there are companies out there that only work for one or the other. And we really do work for everyone, men and women and all ages and all different types of people.
Do you work with all types of relationships? You know, there's,
In the sense of
relationships of alternative lifestyles or poly relationships or any of that kind of stuff?
I mean, typically just, you know, monogamous, heterosexual is really kind of what we have been involved in. We have had a lot of people, you know, reach out that are, you know, in the gay community, and maybe we'll get that, you know, get there. We just don't have a large enough database to be able to, you know, help outside of, you know, heterosexual right now.
Okay. Okay. So on the, I'm assuming you guys keep some kind of statistics or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. So my mom has come up with an 86% success rate that will introduce you to somebody you date for 6 months or longer.
Wow.
So yeah, most people are pretty serious and they're able to find someone. If we work with them, you know, 8 out of 10 or so are going to meet someone that they end up with.
Wow. That is a very good. Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. How many matchmakers do you guys have in your and Elite Connections?
We have about 30 matchmakers, full-time and recruiters that work with us.
Fabulous. Good. Yes. Good. And so you guys meet with... Team. Huh?
Yeah, we have a great big team kind of all over, but we work closely together. So I can help match people in Miami with my other matchmakers that work there. So we're a big team and we all work together.
Okay. Okay. So sometimes it's a discussion with more than one matchmaker on if this individual works well and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Right. And we have recruiters in all areas too. So you might, you know, meet a matchmaker that you'd be working with, and then we have recruiters in the area and they would be going out. They would be getting referrals from friends or out and about in the community, and they would bring people in just to meet with our clients. So we have recruiters kind of all over the board too.
Okay. Well, take us back around the back scene of the process. How does that really work? You come in, you fill in all your stuff, you talk with a matchmaker, and she or he gets all your information. Then you sit and wait. And what happens? What happens after that?
So then I typically show a few ideas of clients that I think would be a good fit, see where they're at, see if they might be interested in some of those members. That's kind of gives me an idea of a starting point to be able to match that person. And then they end up, you know, joining with us. We send contracts, they sign, they, you know, send a payment of some kind. Then we get them started. We put together all their information, pictures, profiles. We send over their profile so they can make any changes that they want to. That's the way that, you know, we would be sending out their profile to others. And then once we get any kind of changes, then we send their information out to the other member. Once we get approval, then we come back to that person and let them know, this person is interested. Are you also interested? Then once they both say yes, then we set up the match. And typically they want to talk and set up the match, or we can, you know, coordinate the date between the two of them for the first date as well. Then once they meet, we typically, you know, suggest a dinner date for the first date, and then we can make
suggestions. Why do you guys suggest a dinner date for the first date?
Just because dinner date, you have a bit of time to get to know each other over a coffee or a cocktail date. So we just think, you know, an hour or so at dinner, you can get to know each other better over a 20-minute coffee date, you know, something like that. But we have had people do different kinds of dates, picnics and you know, museums and all different types of things. But typically a first date is a dinner date. And then once the two meet, then they come back to me and give me feedback on what they thought about each other, if they liked each other, and we relay feedback as well. So I kind of play middleman, let both of the other people know if something may have happened, if the other person was interested or not interested. So I can kind of be that fly on the wall and let my client know, yeah, she'd love to see you again. Or, you know, he would love to see you again, and kind of coordinate and let that person know. You know, sometimes a first date, you don't know how the other person was feeling, you don't know if they were interested or being polite. So I can kind of relay those helpful tips too, which is nice. Yeah, you should call her again. You should ask her out again. Or, you know, maybe she wasn't, you know, that interested, and let's work on something else for you.
So after that first date, and you're like, oh my gosh, this you know, is he going to call me or do I like it? They get a chance to talk with you, process, you know, how did that date feel and stuff.
Right.
And then you can actually relay or help the in-between. Is that what
right.
you're saying?
Right, exactly. So, awesome. So yeah, they both let me know how it went. And there has been times where she's like, well, he was nice. I don't know. And I was like, well, he would love to take you out again if you're interested. It was just a first date. And sometimes first dates are a little awkward. Somebody's not on their very best behavior. They might have, you know, not been themselves completely. So maybe give it a second chance. You don't know how many times I've pushed somebody into a second date and they ended up with that person because, you know, first dates, it's like an interview. You're nervous. You're, yes. you know, not quite yourself. So, yeah, so it's nice to be able to relay that feedback, help them out, or yeah. let them know, yeah, you know, they weren't really feeling it. Let's move on to something else. And then you don't have to waste your time, you know, messaging and not hearing back and wondering and those types of things.
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes. In our first date, he barely said anything. And so, yes. Yeah. Because people get nervous.
Right.
So,
yeah. And so many times they're like, well, he didn't ask me anything about myself. I thought that was a little rude. And so yeah. then I'll go back to him and let him know. And then that can be helpful for him in his dating future. Like
right.
make sure I ask more about you instead of
right.
Just letting you ask me a bunch of questions. And sometimes you don't realize you're doing it. You
right.
know, they're the talkative ones. You're a little bit shyer, but then you got to step up your game and you got to come off a little bit more interested maybe and those types of things. Sometimes you don't even know you're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Good. So that's really great that you provide that insight that you don't get from if you were just regularly, you know, out there dating.
Right. If you were online dating or whatever, then you may not ever get feedback. And if you didn't hear from the person, you're like, I wonder why. I wonder if something happened. So it's kind of nice to get that feedback. We almost feel like we're friends introducing our friends together. But I'm not going to be mad if you don't like my friend. We'll just move on from here. But it's nice. I mean, if I were dating, I would appreciate, you know, the feedback and what somebody thought and you know, helping me out if maybe I wasn't interested or I was interested.
So right, definitely.
It's nice.
Yeah. And the other aspect, because I know someone just asked us, if you're hiring a matchmaker, can you date outside of that also? That was a question from one of our viewers.
Yes, some of our clients date outside of who we are matching them to. They come across somebody and they want to take them out. Typically, we just do kind of one match at a time. We
okay.
want you to invest your time in that person, see how it goes. I mean, you know, if you're coming to us, we think it's because you really want to find the right person and settle down. So we don't make multiple matches at one time. We really want you to go out with someone. We have hold time for that reason, that if you like someone, you can place your membership on hold. You can see how it goes with that person. Really, can you invest a lot of your energy or time into multiple people at once? Not so much. So we
right.
really feel like meet someone, see how it goes. If you want to see, you know, date a few times, see how it goes with that person. If it goes somewhere, wonderful. You can freeze your membership. And if it doesn't, then we'll work on something new for you. So really, we just make one match. It's really quality over quantity, you know, with our matches as well.
Okay. And we have another question. They're wondering if they live in a small area and there's not that much selection. Are people in the matchmaking that, you know, use a matchmaker, are they sometimes willing to travel to meet someone?
Typically, we suggest, you know, the person that we're matching go to meet in a specific area. So let's just say, yeah, I have somebody in a smaller area and they want to travel to a larger populated area to meet people. We wouldn't fly out that match to meet that person, but we would suggest that they were already traveling to a specific area, let's say LA or Miami or New York or something,
right.
and they were already going to be there, and then we could match them while they were in that area. But we would also let that person know, okay, this is where they live. They come out, you know, maybe on a regular basis. I would get all that detail for them, but I would be upfront and honest that they don't live local and they'd be coming out on a regular basis and that type of thing. But yeah, we do have clients that travel to meet people.
Okay, good. Can you tell us one of your successful stories of an example of clients that I've met through matchmaking?
Yeah, lots of successful stories. I've been to, a lot of weddings, and I've had a lot of engagements and special people meet through my help. But one match, they were in two different states, and I kind of had to push her to meet him because I'm like, he could live anywhere, and he would live anywhere, and I had a feeling, a gut feeling that they would be a good fit. And I had to push her into meeting him. And I said, he's gonna be in LA this weekend. I would just love you to meet him in person and see. And she's like, Tammy, okay, I trust you. Let's do this. So they met and they both called me the next day. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. And I'm like, I told you. And so they've been together ever since. They're planning on getting married and having a family and all of it. So I was like, I still tell her, if it wasn't for me pushing you, you would have never met him. So, I love that you have just an idea that something will work. You have a gut feeling, and then it works out. But I really had to push it, and I'm glad I did, and I'm glad she said yes. And they've been happy together for the last 2 years.
Yeah. So your gut, because you're an expert in this field, yeah, and you've developed it for so many years. How do you start matching people? What's the first thing that comes up with you in this instance?
I sometimes have a feeling just when somebody goes into detail about themselves and really in detail about the person they're wanting to meet, and what's important to them, and what they like and what their hobbies are and what they're into, and then I get a good feeling of knowing everyone personally, who I feel would be a good fit for that person. Because I know the women personally and the men personally, and then I really have a feeling of two people that might be a good fit because I know what they're looking for too. So it's a feeling.
Okay.
And then also I want both people to be excited too and
Right.
attracted and all those types of things. So I always run profiles and photos by all my clients. But most of the time I'm pretty right on. I mean, if I send over a few profiles, they're typically like, yeah, those all look wonderful to me. And then, sometimes it takes some time to meet the one chemistry-wise and all of that. But usually I have a pretty good feeling and I'm pretty right on about, attraction-wise and things in common and those types of things. And then really meeting in person and chemistry, you can't, I can't do that for my clients.
Right.
But most of the time they're like, yeah, she was great. I was attracted and I went on a second date and then maybe, it fizzles out and then we work on something new. And sometimes it takes a bit of time. Sometimes it doesn't happen, right off the bat for a
Right,
second, third date. Sometimes it takes, 6 dates, 7, 10 even to find the one. And
right.
really it's just meeting people that you feel are appropriate and then, hopefully eventually finding the one that, there's connection and chemistry and all those types of things.
Right. I would have never thought, my husband's a business owner and I'm a business owner. And I didn't really realize how important that connection is and how understanding that when you have your own business, it's a variety of stuff that happens. Yeah. Yes. But I would have never thought about how that is a strong connection when I was doing all this online dating. You understand what I'm saying? That is, yeah. I mean, there's many other things, but yeah, I think definitely the matchmaker helped in that aspect of helping me realize what are some things that I really truly value. Because sometimes people don't know, what they're what's truly important to them and what their values are.
And things
Have you seen
change.
that? Yeah, things change, things too.
Things change from, 10 years ago to you're dating now, and you might be looking for different things you don't even know you need to be looking for.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Well, we're going to take our second break. And our second break, Tammy, I would love for you to tell our audience about Elite Connections and how they can sign up and get involved.
Okay, great. Thanks. So I'm Tammy Pickle. I am VP and partner of Elite Connections, and we're a high-end matchmaking agency We have thousands of clients and we can help anyone anywhere. And if you're single and interested and, you know, really want to meet quality professionals that are looking to meet the right person, contact us. We have a very large team of matchmakers that would love to help you and talk with you and interview you and really get to know you better. And our website is eliteconnections.com, and you can contact us at 800-923-4200. And my email is Tammy, T-A-M-M-I, at eliteconnections.com. We'd love to talk to you more and talk to you about making you some nice matches.
All right. Thank you for definitely sharing that information with us. Well, now in our last segment, our toolbox, where we give some tips out. And so since you're an expert matchmaker, I would like for you to give some dating tips out for our listeners who are out there listening. Like, I'm not sure how to do any of this.
Yeah, so I would just suggest be open-minded. Being open-minded about who you're looking for and the possibilities of searching for someone. You know, just be open-minded. Somebody asks you to do something, say yes. Somebody asks you to go out, say yes. You know, just look different avenues of meeting someone. You know, nothing will change if you don't make a change. Yeah. If you are wanting to meet someone, but you don't ever make an effort or try something different or try something new, then nothing will change, you know?
Right. And that's... Yeah, that's very important there that you said to make a change, because I know people are out there trying to date, but they're not, they work all the time and they're not doing anything different.
Right. You work, you're in your routine, you go to the gym, you go to the same coffee shop, you know, do something different. Say yes to a charity event with, you know, friends. Look into things in your community. Just get out there and try to enjoy life and have fun on your time off and the weekends. You know, take up a new hobby. If you've been wanting to learn something, or golf or tennis, or, you know, you can meet people in your community doing different things kind of outside of your comfort zone. You know, just be open-minded. If somebody asks you out and you're like, well, I don't know. Just meet them, make a friend, you know, form a new connection. You never know who you could meet through that person even. Making friendships with people or, you know, being positive and really internally happy. I have a lot of clients that kind of seem almost a little bit desperate to find someone, you know, really just being internally happy with your life and your career and the way you look and the way you feel. I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, just do it. Let's make a change. Let's do it. Let's be internally happy. And then we will find someone, you know, not needing somebody to fulfill you or make you happy. Really just being internally happy and with your life and where you are in life. And then, you know, someone would just be icing on the cake, you know, not needing someone to fulfill you or to be whole. Getting to know people, giving them a chance. You know, I don't know how many times I hear, oh, it wasn't really my type on a first date. You know, people grow on you. You know, people become, you connect with people and you find things in common after more than an hour date. You know, if somebody's really trying with you, and maybe give them a second chance, maybe go out again, you know, really just give that some energy and see what could happen. Because I hear it all the time. Just, I don't think so. I wasn't really feeling it. Well, maybe if they're focused on you and they're really giving you a lot of your time and energy, then keep trying, you know. And if you like someone, show them you like them. You know, don't play the games and all that. Like, just make time for people. I hear so many times, I'm so busy, I can't make the time. Well, then you're not going to find someone. So really focus and give them your energy and give them your time and make some phone calls and send some texts and let people know you know, you're thinking of them and you want to see them weekly or, you know, every other week or whatever. Just really give something your all and show them that you want to progress in this.
Right. And one of the things someone mentioned before to me, and which I started doing when I was back then dating, is you should start to live your life as if you had someone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I really like someone to go to the park with or to the beach, but you just sit at home and you never go.
Right.
Why wait? Take your butt, go do it, and you never know. Yes. Yeah, because you want to be in movement when that person comes so they can move with you, not for that person to pull you off the couch.
Right, exactly. And, you know, always go out looking and feeling your very best because you never know, you know, when you're going to run into somebody. I know a lot of single people and they're going out in their yoga clothes and their hair all crazy. Like, you know, if you want to meet someone, you never know. It could be dropping off your kids. It could be going to the grocery store. You just never know. And if you feel like a million bucks, then you're going to attract people that way. So that's, you know, more advice, but like, you know, communication, you want something from someone, you want to hear from somebody more, you like somebody, you want to go out with somebody on the weekend, let them know, I'd love to see you this weekend. Are you around? Don't always wait for them or assume that they should be texting you multiple times a day. You have to let somebody know. Nobody can read your mind, just like in friendships or family member relationships. You need to let somebody know how you're feeling and what you need from them and what you want from them. Because so many times relationships can be sabotaged because I'm thinking one thing and he's not, you know, understanding what I need and I'm not letting him know. So then I write him off and, you know, I could have salvaged that if I let him know and he could step up to the plate and possibly give me what I needed.
Right. Right. I definitely agree with that, that you've got to be able to vocalize.
Right.
Yeah.
In all aspects of your relationship, from in the beginning, middle to the end, communication is huge.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah. So communication. And we talked about earlier about self-awareness is, I think, is really important. Yes. And like you said, get out there and try something. And when I looked and thought about the whole matchmaking, I'm going to try it. If I don't like it, I won't do it again. Yeah. Right. And so, but you get out and you try and it was, great. So I'm glad that you mentioned about the things of getting people a chance and going out there and doing something and trying, because that's really definitely important and being open.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes just getting out there gives you more confidence. It gives you a little bit of practice, you know, if you've been out of the dating game and you're nervous about it. Sometimes it is just getting out there and going on some dates and talking with some people and you get more confidence and you build and then you're able to, you know, meet more people or you're just, you know, you kind of get better at it. It's just, you know, it's the confidence of talking with, you know, the opposite sex and just getting out there and feeling, you know, just better about who you are and dating and meeting people. And, you know, because
do you find that some people get stuck in the looks? Do you find that people get stuck in just?
Yeah, definitely. Be open.
You know, that changes over time.
Yeah, right. We're not all going to look the same. And yeah, it's about a connection internally. You have things in common. You have things that are important to both of you. There's, you know, common interests and hobbies. And yeah, don't just think about the A, like, oh, I'm only dating 2 years older than me or someone that's 6 foot or he's got to look a certain way, you know, be open-minded because, you know, that person you're looking for might not be all those things on your checklist. So just, you know, be open to someone outside of your checklist because you never know. And you know, you want to grow old with somebody, you want to have a connection, you want to have a foundation, a friendship. That those things, I think, are more important than, you know, what he looks like or what she looks like and just being more open to all different types.
Right, definitely. Yes, yeah. And like you're saying, it's talking about looking at people inside and their values.
Right.
And that is really important in that aspect. Yes, good. Yeah. Well, I would love to thank you so much for being on the show. Yes. If anyone's interested in finding more information about Tammy Pickle, definitely check her and her company out at eliteconnections.com. Her email is tammy@eliteconnections.com. They have an 800 number. Like you said, they have offices in New York, California, Florida, international, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Did I miss any of the other big cities?
Texas, Arizona, Vegas, Colorado. We're you know, anywhere you can think of, we can help you.
Okay. They have lots of people in their database, and their 800 number is 800-923-4200. You can check them out on Facebook. They also have a Facebook, and it's Elite Connections Matchmakers. And of course, she has her own Facebook at Tammy Pickle Elite Connections. Thank you so much, Tammy, for being on the show. You're welcome back at any time, and I really do appreciate it. And for all our listeners, thank you guys for listening. And if you're thinking to get in about dating, definitely check her out. You can check out my counseling services if you're interested at www.drbrownaprilbrown.com. And if you're interested about the podcast, please follow us, check us out, give us your feedback with the Bringing Intimacy Back. And you can find us on any of the podcast things that you like. Thank you.